Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. I read to you from Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 through 50. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples, and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Now we all place a great deal of importance on kinship. Usually we are proud of our ancestors, and of our children, our kin people. Of course, as much as our love for our kin, even then not to come before our loyalty to the Lord. In this event in the life of Christ, he shows that spiritual kinship is more important than physical kinship. He was not in any way being disrespectful to Mary his mother or his brothers, but he was simply giving emphasis to the spiritual kinship with himself. One of the religious problems the Jews had was their heavy dependence upon their physical kinship with Abraham. John the Baptist preached to them and said, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Matthew 3:7-9. An older preacher once commented that he did not like to boast too much of his family tree, lest he went too far and found a rotten limb. It is a great blessing and opportunity for mankind that we can be kin to Jesus Christ. In this we can rejoice. We can not only be kin to Christ, but kin to all of those who are in Christ as our brothers and sisters in the Lord. And just how can we be kin to Christ? Our kinship is not physical, but it is spiritual. It is a relationship that which is superior to any fleshly relationship one could have. Now there are certain similarities between physical and spiritual kinship that we wish to observe. How are people related today? When do they count one another as kinfolk? And how can they enter into that relationship? First, people are born into the same family. We are kin to our parents, our brothers, or sisters, as a result of birth into the family. Well, the same thing is true of the spiritual family of God, which is His church, 1 Timothy 3:15. Jesus said, Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The kingdom is the same as the church, Colossians 1:13, and the church is God's family. We cannot be related to Christ outside of God's family. The new birth is not difficult to understand, nor is it something weird and mysterious. Before one is born, he is begotten. And Paul teaches that we are begotten by the Word of God, 1 Corinthians 4:15. One of the reasons the commission of Christ to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel is so vital because by the Word of God, the seed of the kingdom that must be planted in the hearts and the minds of people. And from that word, faith is produced, Romans 10:17. And from faith comes obedience to the commands of God, whereby we are born again into His family, thereby coming spiritually related to God the Father and Christ His Son. People cannot be saved through the messages of psychology, through the philosophies of men, through social reforms, through denominational dogmas. The gospel is the power of God to save, Romans 1:16. Jesus said that those who are His relatives are those who shall do the will of my Father. That will is the gospel that teaches us to believe in Christ, repent of our sins, confess our faith in Christ, and be baptized for the remission of sins. It is then by and through the gospel that it's possible for us to enjoy spiritual kinship with Christ and the saved. But secondly, families are obviously related through blood relationship. We come from our parents and are thereby related. This blood link tie also ties us with the parents and the brothers and the sisters. And so it is with the blood of Christ that links us to Him spiritually, inasmuch as we are saved by His shed blood, Romans 5 and verse 9, Ephesians 1 and verse 7. It was by His blood that He purchased the church, Acts 20:28. And we have been bought with that great and precious price, 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 20. And as Christians, we are cleansed by the blood of Christ, 1 John 1, 6 and 7. Too many members of the church speak of the church as something distinct and separate from themselves. And the truth is, we are members of His body, which is the church. And His blood is a benefit to those that are in the body, as is true physically as well as spiritually. We are to realize that we are in that body and related to all others in that body because of the blood relationship. And thirdly, people are known to belong to their same family not only because of birth and by blood ties, but because of the name they wear. We're proud of our name. We wear it with distinction and significance. We're known by that name. We're called by that name. We're identified as belonging to a certain family because of our name. Well, the family of God also wears a name that was given by the Father. The disciples were called Christians first in Antioch, Acts 11:26. And this name enjoyed apostolic approval, and the apostles referred to it. The name we wear is that worthy name, James 2:7, and was prophesied in the Old Testament when both Jew and Gentile would be included in God's spiritual family, Isaiah 62 and verse 2. The name Christian is a sacred name, and it gives honor to Christ. There is no reason nor justification for those in God's family to take upon themselves names that have originated elsewhere than from God. The name shows our relationship. And this family is not only kin to Christ and kin to each other, but it possesses a family characteristic of brotherly love. We sing the song with meaning, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love." We have love for our Father in heaven, our elder brother Jesus Christ, for the whole brotherhood. Hebrews 13:1, "Let love of the brethren continue." Peter admonished, "Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God and honor the King." Nothing is more essential to a successful congregation than brotherly love. Where genuine love abounds for each other, all the difficulties and problems that will inevitably arise can be resolved. We seek the other's highest good, and that's the true meaning of love. Jesus said in John 13, "A new commandment I give you, that ye love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to the other." And in John 15:12, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." This is the way it's supposed to be in God's family. And the last family characteristic that we mention, it shows kinship with Christ, is by communion, fellowship, and oneness. Something is wrong in a family when members of the family deliberately absent themselves from gatherings of the family. Something is amiss when the family circle is deliberately broken. Something is lacking when members of the family fail to appear around the family table or be involved in family activities. Many members of the church contribute to the breaking of family ties because they deliberately absent themselves from the Father's table on Lord's Day. They have little to nothing to do with family activities, the worship and the work of the church. They exclude from their lives the fellowship of brethren that is designed to be helpful to everyone. God has appointed a time for His children to assemble for communion with Him. Each Lord's Day, the early Christians assembled to partake of the Lord's Supper, Acts chapter 20, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 Corinthians 11. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, we're eating and drinking with Christ in the kingdom, just as He promised, Matthew 26:29. And when members of the family will ignore or set aside this gathering and this communion, something is very wrong with their family relationship. This communion shows our kinship with God and with Christ and with the brethren. Someday, there will be a glad reunion of all of God's spiritual children around His majestic throne, where we shall live with Him forever. God will gather the wheat into His barn. Those that are related to the Lord by being in Christ will rejoice for the kinship that we have with the Lord. Some will choose to remain children of the devil, as did some in the days when Jesus was upon this earth. But how much better that we become and that we remain loyal and faithful sons and daughters of God. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.